Esther Ilizardi, Houston, Texas. Esther wrote the second edition Big Book story, A Flower of the South. It appears on page 343 in the second edition and page 384 in the third edition of Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book. Esther's date of sobriety was May 16, 1941. She was a very attractive woman, full of pep. She was raised in New Orleans, where social drinking was acceptable. At home, they always had wine with dinner and cordials after dinner. She attended cocktail parties, dances, and nightclubs. The first time she realized what alcohol could do for her was her own wedding. She was so afraid that everything wouldn't be perfect that she became very nervous and was really in a terrific state when her father said, "Miss Esther is about to faint. Get her something to drink." The servant came back with a water glass full of bourbon and made her drink it down. The bourbon hit as she started down the aisle. "I walked down that aisle just like Mae West in her prime. I wanted to do it all over again," she wrote. From that day on, she used alcohol to ease social situations and didn't know when she crossed over the line into alcoholism. She divorced her husband after 7 years and went home to her parents, but couldn't stand living with them and went back to Texas and remarried her ex-husband. Then they moved to Oklahoma. The drinking got worse. Her husband would come home day after day to find her passed out. She was sent to a mental hospital where they kept her 17 days. When they moved to Houston, the drinking continued. She went out one day to walk the dog. A patrol car passed and saw her staggering and stopped to take her home, but she got sassy with him. So he took the dog home and took poor Esther to jail. She was only there a few hours. When her husband came to get her, the look of disgust on his face helped her to hit bottom. He had read a story about AA in the Saturday Evening Post a few weeks before. He finally showed it to her with the ultimatum, "If you will try this thing, I'll go along with you. If you don't, you will have to go home. I cannot sit by and watch you destroy yourself." She wrote to the GSO office in New York. Within a week, a letter came back with AA literature. It was the routine letter they sent everyone, but with it was a handwritten letter from Ruth Hawk, AA's non-alcoholic secretary. That personal touch did a lot to help Esther. Esther was full of gratitude to her husband and to AA members who had paved the way for her. During her second year in AA, they were transferred to Dallas and started an AA group there in 1943. The telephone number in Dallas that Ruth Hawk had given her had been disconnected when she arrived. But undaunted, she started seeking other alcoholics to 12-step. Esther had lived in Dallas from 1927 to 1932, and according to a letter she wrote to New York, dated March 29, 1943, "This is where I had been so sick for 5 years, where I started trying out all the doctors, hospitals, and cures, the sanitarium 3 times, so I've lots to do. First off, 4 doctors to call on and let them look over Exhibit A, me. My minister, Episcopal, has 2 prospects for us. He tried so hard to help me for years, had never heard of AA," she added. "Hope I have much AA to report in my next letter. You'll be hearing from me." They did indeed. A week later, April 5th, she wrote, "Dear Bobby," Margaret R. Berger, Bill's secretary at the time, "the new Dallas group met for the first time last night. 3 inactive alkies, 1 active from Detroit, and 2 non-alcoholics who brought the active one. The group met for some time in Esther's home. Esther died on June 3, 1960, with slightly more than 19 years of sobriety. Her copy of the Big Book, which is signed by Bill Wilson, is on display in the Dallas Central office."